was wondering with regards to carrying on with the BT and CSC contracts, if you didn't have contractual difficulties to extract yourself from those contracts, would you still carry on with those? Because doesn't that fly in the face of your desire to give local trusts more choice over the systems that they install?
The fact of the matter is we do have the contracts. And when you take everything on balance, we have to look at what's the best thing for us to do moving forward. And that's what we've done. So we believe we can drive good value from the contracts that we've got, and we can deliver both the flexibility that we need and the control of how that money is spent and maintain the contract that we have. So how we govern the contract will change significantly, even though the contract will remain there.
Can you give an example of how it will change?
Well, we haven't worked that out yet. We haven't designed it yet. But the intention is, you know, an example of what might happen is that you would see groups of providers coming together. Let me see, can we call on something we've already got? If you look at something like the groups of trust that use REO in London and the South, those trusts currently work together to determine the development plan for REO. They work that out. They talk to the supplier. That gets facilitated through the programme, but it's an example of how you might see things moving forward, but formalising that as the formal governance structure that you would have around the development plan on a product that is still functionally being developed.
So you bring in more suppliers alongside BT and CSC? Or?
So when we look at it, if you were in a trust, the idea is that there are core things that you would do, like your patient administration system, and if you took those things through the national programme, that would be somebody like BT or CSC. And then there are lots of other things you want to do. And the intention is then that the trust will decide how they get all those other things. And they can decide that at their own pace, and they can go out and talk to people in the marketplace to do it. To make that happen, we need to have really good data and technical standards to make that happen. So integration won't happen by default. It's not just that magically things will work together. There's quite a lot to do to bring that into being. Our intention is that the new structures are in place by the 1st of April 2012, and keeping with the whole design of the system, we firmly believe we should be designing the informatics structures to support the overall structures of organisations that are being done for other things. We shouldn't be designing those in isolation.